Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for Trust.
Welcome to the Sports SmackDown Radio Network. And now, stay tuned for our next featured show here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Join us every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network with Alex C.A. Train Eldridge.
I swear to God, if you say one more thing about the
Frankie
Dolphin,
Jeff the Rock,
I will personally pick up Alex and I will hunt you down.
And their super producer, Benny Laurie, as they talk everything about professional wrestling and sometimes get distracted by idiots like Benny.
You know, tell you Eric Bischoff right now, I want to sign with WCW. I want to get WCW over the map right now. I'm telling you the tickle bum. Your thoughts are what?
Get a podcast.
That's fair.
Catch weekly episodes of WrestleRama right here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. Catch replays of the show on your favorite podcast provider.
In the words of Jim Cornette, thank you.
Frankie.
Bye.
Looking for a place where you can share what's on your mind and feel safe? Want to know the keys to success for mental health? Well, look no further than Trust Hope with Ray Evans. Trust Hope is a show that focuses on everything from politics to mental health to motivation and anything else in between. Check out Trust Hope every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey guys, Benny Laurie here, and I want to talk to you about my show, The Benny Laurie Show. We're here every week to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports and give you guys my personal take on everything that's going on, from baseball, basketball, to football, soccer, to yes, even hockey. Catch my show, The Benny Laurie Show, every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch The Benny Laurie Show, weekdays here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, The Rock, co-host of WrestleRama. I just want to give you a heads up that did y'all know I have my own show as well? That's right, The Chuck and Russ Show. You can follow that every weekly as we talk all things sports related. Me and my boy Chuck, we break down all things sports related. We go back and forth weekly every debate. Be sure to follow us here on Sports SmackDown Radio Network and where you follow all your great podcasts. Be sure to tune in every week. Peace out, y'all.
Catch The Chuck and Russ Show every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcast from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy Tua Tagovailoa, and you're listening to the Andy Simancas Show only on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Calling all South Florida fans. You want to know what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Marlins? Well, we got a guy for you. Exclusively here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network, it is the Andy Simancas Show. Every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hello, this is the Sports SmackDown News Brief here with a couple quick notes and notes here before we get to Trust Hope. So Apple has announced that the sweeping changes for apps in Europe, including allowing third-party app stores for the first time. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been elected as its new board member for Endeavor's publicly traded company, TKO, which owns WWE and UFC. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons have just recently hired Raheem Morris as their new head coach for the team. Up next is Trust Hope, here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the host do not reflect that of the Sports SmackDown Radio Network, its management, and furthermore, the views and opinions expressed by any guests do not reflect that of the show, the network, and or any employees, as well as any sponsors of the show or the network.
And now it's time for Trust Hope. Trust Hope Podcast is a show where we touch on all things from mental health to psychology, from political to motivation and any other topics that are on your mind. To call in to speak with the host, the phone number is 563-999-3509. Once again, that is 563-999-3509. And without further ado, here's Ray Evans, and welcome to Trust Hope, only on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Guys, we are back. I'm so happy to be here today. Hopefully you guys had a good week, a positive week. We're back, man, and we have a very, very great show for you guys. We have some stuff that we want the community to know about. I can't wait to let you guys hear some of the information and some of the stuff that's going on today. You know, with Trust Hope, we always promote positivity. We promote mental health awareness. And, yeah, so for no further ado, I am going to bring on this great, great, great person in the community, Mr. Terrell Mackey. He's been 10 years in mental health and behavioral health, and he does a lot in the community. And he's a very knowledgeable guy, and I wanted to pick his brain, and I wanted him to tell us about building strong mindsets, his foundation, and his motion, his move, his mission. So I just want to say thank you so much for having you today, Mr. Terrell Mackey. How are you doing today?
What's happening, man? It's McCray. It's McCray. I don't know if the spelling looks funny because the two C's.
My bad,
together, Gerald,
but... McCray. My bad.
Yeah,
How you doing today?
I'm good, man. How are you, man? Thanks for having me.
I'm pretty good. So, Mr. McCray, we just wanted to ask you a few questions and hear your mission and all, and just actually understand a little bit more about you and a little bit more about what's your movement, my man. So I wanted to start off with you to building strong mindsets is the brand. And so can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So building strong mindsets is a mentoring organization founded by me and ran by six other brothers that's on the team. Kyrie, Tyrese, Antonio, Colleen, Nicholas, and Brandon. We run a mentoring organization based off of basically meeting kids where they are, creating something that we felt like the community needed, getting them prepared for the world that's now and not the world that was. The communication telling point of it is just community people reaching out to us and we setting up what it looks like to become a mentor in their lives. We got a event going on right now called Mentoring Wednesdays. We did 2 weeks in a row now. First topic was leadership. Last week topics was yesterday's topics was respect, and we just break that down. We got scenarios, we got role play.
That's deep. That's deep, man. So let me ask you a question. I heard you mention leadership. What's leadership to you? Like, what's a leader to you?
Lead and leadership is two different words. So when I say this, I don't want people to be confused. A leadership is me is not as is opposite of a boss. Lead by example is leadership to me. You want change, create change. One of our core values is I control cool, meaning we don't follow anything unless it's positive or it got something to do with our dreams or goals or something that we have to follow to learn, to be more perfective at what we're trying to accomplish in our lives. So that's what leadership is to me, just leading by example.
Yes, sir, Mr. McCray. So what's mentoring, like the word mentoring, can you break that down for us, like, how big is it needed? And me knowing, I'll give you a little background of me. I started a mentoring program in the Boys and Girls Club with some behavioral kids. And I'll just go ahead and start off with give you what I think mentoring is, and that's guidance for it's more guidance and helping someone along the way. It's not actually giving them all the answers, but it's guidance and helping someone along the way, that somebody that's been there before, or something that someone can look up to. And I had a great time because it was more like a challenge to me. I had some kids that had some behavioral problems, and it wasn't nothing serious. It was just something that more so that they needed to talk about. And talking didn't happen right away, but it's just showing them that someone is actually there for them and that it is like an open road at the end. And so it was like a great challenge for me. So I wanted you to explain a little bit of what mentoring means to you, basically.
Mentoring for me in this day and age is basically playing a navigation. You got a destination. We got a group of men that been in all type of destinations, been in all type of sits. Some of us had both parents, some of us didn't. Some of us was homeless, some of us wasn't. Some of us grew up poor, some of us grew up middle class. So it's all type of destinations in that GPS that you could type in, whatever situation you may or may not be dealing with as a young man. I like to say we hold our mentees graceful accountability. You know, we give them grace, but we hold them accountable. We're real black and white on what we're doing. It's voluntary. We don't make kids come. We don't make people participate. If you don't want to be there, you don't have to be there. As simple as that. If you don't want to go this way in a destination, you might get a ticket. You might get speed bumps. So we're trying to navigate you all through that, away from the accidents, away from the drama, away from things that can take you away from your destination. I wouldn't say we got a shortcut, but we pretty much know if not the best way, but the more smoother route, if you would say that. Because the metaphor is, you know, getting to that destination through a GPS. So all we are is GPS. You can use us, or you can take your own way. You can learn your own way, but kind of like a cheat sheet. That's what mentoring means to me.
That's deep. What do you think was one of the biggest challenges for you when you're facing trying to show these younger guys the navigation and the GPS? What is like some bigger challenges that you and Kyrie and some of the other guys go through trying to get to them? I know there has to be some.
I'm gonna say the lesser, and then I'll go to the biggest issue. The lesser issue is not having all the resources, not having a promotion, or not having certain people or certain things, not having enough time. Those are sort of, but you make time for what you want, and you make a way out of no way when the stakes is high. The biggest issue is just bringing kids into our space and teaching and learning them and doing these workshops with them and doing these scenarios and these breakout sessions and spending this time with them. And then they go back into an environment where these skills may not be needed. You know, they'll go back in survival mode and go back into defense mechanisms that they learned just from being in the environment that they're in. So I think that's the toughest part of it.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that. I mean, like you said, everybody has different backgrounds. I mean, mine wasn't as bad as some others, and so I definitely had a mentor when I was growing up, and he kind of gave me the nudge I needed, and when he seen me going off into the other end, he always gave me the push that I needed, and it wasn't so much as you've been a mentor, I understand you understand this, but it wasn't like a push, a heavy push, because a heavy push can push them all the way out there where they probably can't come back. He always gave me the nudge and tell me the way of where I should go. And I feel like without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. I wouldn't have went to college. I wouldn't have made some of the decisions I made. And it was just little things of what to do with my time. You know what I mean? Time is a big
right.
thing. And what you do with your time and how you consume yourself is a lot to do with how successful you are or what road you go down. And so I feel like that's a big thing with that. So let's get to know you a little bit more personally. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Moved down in Charlotte when I was 14. I'm from the West Boulevard area, Parker Heights Apartments to be exact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it anything culturally younger that builds you up to what you to be today? Like, do you have like a mentor that you had when you were younger? Did you have somebody that you look up to?
No, man. I think the grace of God and the things that my parents did leave me with discipline and structure, and the grace of God that kept me. And things that I didn't have. I always tell people, like, I had so many examples of bad and the wrong things happening. It was easy to make certain decisions I made that landed me where I am today. So, yeah, it was real tough growing up. It was real, learning yourself and being smacked in the face so many times. Not literally, but just with situation after situation, as a young kid moving from Philadelphia all the way to a different culture, yeah, it was definitely tough, definitely tough.
What's something that you would tell your younger self now, as you've been in mental health and behavioral health for this long, for 10 years, and now you're mentoring kids and you're making a change in the community? What's something you would tell your younger self now? If you were mentoring your younger self,
I want to go back because I missed your question before. I didn't answer your question by having a mentor. No, I didn't have a mentor, but I had people I admire, the Dick Gregorys of the world, Marcus Garvey's of the world, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X.
Definitely, I was just watching an episode on Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. That were great mentors. You had some more, Danae?
Yeah, just people I admire. I mean, I don't really have heroes, but people I admire.
Yeah, for sure.
I would say Inky Johnson.
Yeah, for sure.
Of course,
Eric Thomas. You can see that in the person you are today with the people that you admire. It's kind of what you model yourself after, you know what I mean? So we can go on to the next question. What's something you would tell your younger self if now you're mentoring younger people, and what's something you would go back to tell your younger self? Anything you would tell yourself?
That's an excellent question, man. I haven't been asked that question. And for the listeners, pardon me if I get too deep right here, but this is my truth, and this is the honest truth. I would tell myself.
Sure, man.
I would tell myself that you will be alive after the age of 25, 21. What, 25 to 21, you will be alive. I was going through so much as a kid. I couldn't see myself even graduating high school. I couldn't see myself owning a house or having a family. I didn't see that. And around this time when I was having those thoughts, I was like 15, 16 years old. So, yeah, I would tell myself, like, you will be alive and you will be striving. You will be a striving individual in the community. So that's what I would tell myself.
That's what's up, man. I think I would tell myself this. I'm almost the same as close to you. I think that's part of being like African American culture. You know, sometimes you feel like you ain't gonna make it, and I know it sounds crazy to feel like that, but it's so much in the road and the blockage in the road, and so many twists and turns that you have to do. But you know, God gave me the strength to get through those twists and turns, you know. And he gave you the strength also. And now you're blessing them 10 years back of your hardship, and you have all this built in where you can help these guys on their navigation. So I'm starting to see the mission before you even explained it to me, with your 10 years in mental health and behavior, and now you're able to give it back to the kids. Man, that's deep.
Yeah.
I had a question. What do you see building strong mindsets, or what do you have for in the future? Is there anything that you think that you can build towards with the making it bigger, getting, I know you want more sponsorship. We're going to work on getting Trust Hope Podcast. If you guys are listeners, we want to get him more help. We want to get him more traction. We want to get him more boys coming in. We want to make sure that they're all safe. So is it any future plans that you have with building strong mindset?
So I don't really have a time frame, man. We just stack days. But the end game is to have our own building, our own curriculum, where we're working from Monday through Thursday, 4 o'clock to 7:30. And we'll be doing basically mentoring Wednesdays every day. Of course, it'd be longer, so the curriculum would be longer, the schedule would be longer. But I envision us having our own building, our own funding. I imagine us having envision us having stipends for volunteers, a budget for staffing, transportation, and yeah, we just gonna rock out to the next building, across the world. So that's the vision.
Let me ask this question. How do you define like a success in your field? How do you define success? Having seen a kid make it through to the age of 21, like how do you define success in your field?
Oh, we take small successes. We take last week he had a good week. He ain't talked back to the teacher, or he did anything I needed him to do around the house. His grade
small
came up.
Small
success. Small successes, and we build off of that.
Okay. Is it a certain technique that you go by that you help, that you let Kyrie and everybody know? Do you guys, do you write down the curriculum? I know you said curriculum. Do you make the curriculum yourself with like teaching these guys how to get where they need to go?
So the formula is all of us meet and we pick a topic that we're going to talk about. It's assigned to a certain individual. Nick, he always does a great job of the presentation part of it. But we all collectively come together and bang our heads together and get the ideas of how we're going to do it. But I lost my train of thought for a second. But, yeah, that's basically how it comes up.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to
get what was the other part of the question that you had? I'm sorry. What was the other part
saying,
of the question?
And just about the curriculum, but you guys are brainstorming the curriculum yourself when you're coming together. So that's all I was asking. That's pretty good. Because you said in your future that you will see having Mindset Wednesday every day. And so I was saying you guys will come together every day and build the curriculum and help navigate each other every day. So, yeah, you definitely answered that for me. Yeah, man, I just definitely think what you are doing is amazing. And it's always been like a dream of mine to get that far where you are with 10 years in. Do you have mental health problems sometimes, like with dealing with different things? Or do you have like anxiety or anything like that with dealing anything yourself?
I know you asked I'm going back again because I want the listeners and I want everybody to understand to a T what we're trying to accomplish and how is created and how we how we try to get success. I don't want to miss nothing, so I'm going back. And I remember the part that you asked me, was it a skill? Two things, being relatable and being consistent. Being relatable and being consistent is our two number one goals, to because we have to reach the kids before we can expect anything out of them or before we can have expectations for them. So being consistent and being relatable at all times. But I do deal with mental health. Everybody, I think it would be cliche if I don't. But
I definitely deal with it.
Yeah, I don't let it become a crutch. I am in therapy. I've been in therapy for about 3 years now. One of the best decisions I've ever made. It's not you telling you, and I want people to really horn on, like really dive into what I'm saying about therapy, because these are mental health professionals and professionals that understand how the brain works and how trauma responses work and things of that sort. So it's not you telling your business every session. It's you processing things that you may or may not think about and may or may not sway to make the right or wrong decision about it until you vent or talk to somebody about it that understands trauma and understand how the brain works and understand how emotions work. So if you out there and you listen to this, man, you got good insurance. If you going to put down something for sacrifice something, I suggest it's always important to at least go twice a month for therapy, man, especially people who's been through trauma, who's been through grief, who's lost people, who's lost situations, and that's dealing with a lot, man. I suggest you find a therapist, whether that's in person or online.
And there's no age on therapy, right? There's any age, any individual should go to promote therapy to, correct?
Yeah, no age.
Is there a target age group that you're that you think that you have to catch the younger self and make sure that they're going on the right navigation? Is there a target age group of young boys that you're targeting?
I thought it was, but I'm now knowing and starting to realize that it may be a little younger than 12. So we're actually working on trying to put something together for our younger scholars and our younger mentees. But I think the age that's you know, noticeable and that's out is, you know, 12 to 18, because that's when kids start to act out what they're thinking, because they're able to process it and think it and do it and become more clever and manipulative of what they want. So it shows in those ages, 12 to 18, but the thoughts happen from 8 to 12, you know. So
that's
something that I really, 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 really understand now.
Yeah, and when you say that, I think it's like dealing with anger, knowing what anger is, and like you said, sometimes people deal with stuff that they don't even know that they have. So, like you said, going to talk to a therapist, you may be having a problem that can be medically healed or regularly naturally healed. It could be anything. So, like, just going to talk to somebody is the promotion for Trust Hope. And it sounds like for building strong mindsets also. So I just want every listener to dial in and actually just contact Mr. Terrell. And I want you guys to do your best of donating and supporting him and his endeavor and mentoring these boys. I want you guys we're about to drop everything here with how you can contact him, how you can help. So, Mr. Terrell, can you let us know where we can find you and how we can help with building strong mindsets?
I definitely appreciate it, man. Just everything that you need to know, how to volunteer, how to get involved, how to donate, how to buy merch, www.buildingstrongmindsets.org. Everything is on there. If you're looking for a mentor, it's a registration tab that you tap and you print off that application, and when you bring them to mentor on Wednesdays, You drop that off. If you want to become a mentor, it's a Google form that you click on. Let's say become a mentor. You click that. You fill that out. You send it to me via email. We'll get it via email. If you want to help with feeding young men on Wednesday, contact 704-449-2957. Call or text. And, yeah, everything's on the website.
Can you say that number one more time? So
704. Yeah, 704-449-2957.
And man, I want to say thank you so much for coming on the Trust Hope. Is there anything that you want to leave to the listeners? Any quote or anything that you go by, like a life motto? Anything that you want to leave to the listeners before we go?
I got a lot of quotes, man, but I don't really got nothing to come to my head.
Nah, man, I was about to say, if you had some money, man, I want to hear it.
I just want to thank everybody for listening, whoever listening. I want to thank everybody for thinking about me, or if you ever post us, if you ever bought a hoodie or some socks, or you ever came to our events, I just want to thank people, man, because we will see the promised land, man. No matter what type of distractions or obstacles get in our way, we will see it because we operating out of purpose and we operating off of a true love for young men and a true passion for change. So I thank y'all. I thank you, brother. And yeah, man, it's your building some process, man. Yeah.
For sure, and I want to just take this few more seconds and few more minutes to give you your flowers, man, because as black men, sometimes we don't have a role model, and I'm speaking for myself, I'm not speaking for anybody else, but we don't have a role model, and we don't have someone that we can go talk to, and when I say role models, it's some role models out there, but it's negative role models, and there's positive role models, and I definitely want to thank you for being a positive role model and everyone that's working with you. If you want to give them a shout out one more time, because I know those guys are working hard too, but I just want to give everybody a Building Strong Mindset their flowers, and I want to give you your flowers for working 10 years in mental health and behavior and actually, you know, being in the grind. And it's not an easy field to work in, and it's not an easy thing. I'm pretty sure that you know this, but it's not easy on Mr. Terrell and all his help and all his people that's volunteering. I just want to thank everybody for being in the community and passing positivity. And it's just a great thing to hear. And as soon as I heard about it from Kyrie, I knew that I had to bring you in and get this out more on the air. So people can actually hear about this, and this could be spreaded across. And I pray that you have some success with the boys. And I'm definitely going to be there. You're going to see me in there volunteering. You're going to see me donating from Trust Hope. And we just welcome you and thank you for coming on. And if you want to shout out those guys before we leave, those hardworking guys that's working,
yes,
with you,
sir, man. Yes,
you can.
Sir. Yes, sir, man. Big shout out to Kareem, Nick, Tyrese, Kyrie, Ant, and Brandon. I got a couple, Coach Trey, Coach Stu. Everybody that's been involved, man, and everybody that continue to be involved, definitely shout these brothers out. And these brothers are just like me. Just like me, got a story, got a passion, and want to see change. So it was the perfect team assembled. I wouldn't go to war with nobody else but these guys, and I appreciate them from the bottom of my heart for believing in my vision, because there's certain things that I can't do that they can do, and that they can do that I can do. So it makes the perfect team. So I appreciate them brothers from the bottom of my heart. And, yeah, man, Building Strong Mindset, let's get it.
Yeah, man, I see it going where it needs to go, man, and those boys are on the right path. And we at Trust Hope, we just preach positivity. We come on every Tuesday or Wednesday, well, every Monday most of the time, but sometimes it changes. But if you ever get some free time, man, just listen in to us and get us and, you know, let people know about Trust Hope also, man. And Sports SmackDown Radio is the proprietary, and we want to thank the producer and CEO of it, Benny Lurie, for having us and having us on his show and giving me the opportunity to, you know, put my culture out here and put mentoring and everything on the forefront and awareness, because a lot of the stuff that's going on in the community is already it's kind of based on mental health with when you have school shootings and different things. I feel like we could catch that with mentoring and putting a little bit of awareness out here. So that's why I started this. And I just want to say thank you so much. And it was an honor having you, Mr. Terrell.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, I want to say thank you, Trust Hope Podcast. We're going to break real quick. I'll come back with a finish. See you guys in a minute.
Join us every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network with Alex C.H. Ray Nethridge.
I swear to God, if you say one more thing about the
Frankie
Dolphin, Jeff the Rock,
I will personally pick up Alex and I will hunt you down.
And their super producer, Benny Lurie, as they talk everything about professional wrestling and sometimes get distracted by idiots like Benny.
You know, tell you Eric Bischoff right now, I want to sign with WCW. I want to get WCW over the map right now. I'm telling you the Tickle Bum, your thoughts are what?
Get a podcast.
That's fair, that's fair.
Catch weekly episodes of WrestleRama right here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com. Catch replays of the show on your favorite podcast provider.
In the words of Jim Cornette, thank you,
Frankie.
Bye.
Looking for a place where you can share what's on your mind and feel safe? Want to know the keys to success for mental health? Well, look no further than Trust Hope with Ray Evans. Trust Hope is a show that focuses on everything from politics to mental health to motivation and anything else in between. Check out Trust Hope every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey guys, Benny Lurie here, and I want to talk to you about my show, The Benny Lurie Show. We're here every week to talk to you about what's going on in the world of sports and give you guys my personal take on everything that's going on, from baseball, basketball, to football, soccer, to yes, even hockey. Catch my show, The Benny Lurie Show, every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch The Benny Lurie Show weekdays here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, The Rock, co-host of WrestleRama. I just want to give you a heads up that did y'all know I have my own show as well? That's right, The Chuck and Russ Show. You can follow that every weekly as we talk all things sports related. Me and my boy Chuck, we break down all things sports related. We go back and forth weekly every debate. Be sure to follow us here on Sports SmackDown Radio Network and where you follow all your great podcasts. Be sure to tune in every week. Peace out, y'all.
Catch The Chuck and Russ Show every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network or wherever you get your podcast from your favorite podcast provider.
Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Tua Tagovailoa, and you're listening to the Andy Simancas Show only on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Calling all South Florida fans. You want to know what's going on with the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Hurricanes, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Heat, and the Miami Marlins? Well, we got a guy for you. Exclusively here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network, it is the Andy Simancas Show. Every week here on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
You love chocolate.
Chocolate.
You love M&M's.
Oh, yes.
but your tastes have grown up, and you're just not wild about super sweet milk chocolate, so you've been avoiding M&M's.
Yeah.
Well, fear no more.
Huh?
M&M's Dark Chocolate to the rescue.
My heroes!
M&M's Dark Chocolate Candies. Available wherever fine candies are sold.
Northern Tool and Equipment.
My girlfriend has given me a pet name.
I'm afraid to ask.
Snuggle Muffin.
No, it isn't.
And she uses it in public.
Okay, so give your girlfriend a pet name she'll hate, like Thunder Chunky.
I couldn't do that.
I see. Too harsh for Snuggle Muffin. Okay. Drown her out with a 200-mile-per-hour cordless leaf blower.
Got it. Here she comes.
Hey, Snuggle Muffin. What are you doing, Snuggle? I am so out of here.
Wait. Come back, Thunder Chunky.
There's no problem a little horsepower can't solve. Northern Tool and Equipment.
You want to answer that, don't you? I bet it's just killing you seeing the soft glow just inches away. Someone wants to tell you something or ask you something. Oh, come on. Answer it already. Just so we're clear, that wasn't my fault.
Next time, ignore your inner voice. Don't text and drive. A message from Florida's Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents.
You want to answer that, don't you? I bet it's just killing you seeing the soft glow just inches away. Someone wants to tell you something or ask you something. Oh, come on! Answer it already! Just so we're clear, that wasn't my fault.
Next time, ignore your inner voice. Don't text and drive. A message from Florida's Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents.
All right, guys, I want to say thank you so much for coming back to Trust Hope. That was a great show with Mr. Terrell, and I just wanted to just have a conclusion and break down some of the stuff with building Scrum mindsets, and I just wanted to have a talk with my favorite guy, Mr. Benny Laurie. We was going to have a conclusion of the show. Benny.
What up, Ray? What's going on, brother?
What up, my man? Thank you for coming to Trust Hub. Thank you for producing. Thank you for being you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
But, yeah, man, what did you think about the show? I know you were producing and you were doing your thing. What did you think about Mr. Terrell's movement, and what did you think about building strong mindsets?
I would honestly say, first and foremost, the man needs a vacation. He's got a lot on his plate. Yeah, he does, man. But you know what the beautiful thing about mentoring is, you know, when you're doing it for the right reasons and you're helping people out that are in need without expecting literally anything in return, it's an incredible rush and a credible feeling of just joy. Case in point, I would tell you beyond certainty, there's kids that are in my neighborhood that a lot of them look up to me, like you were talking about father figures and things like that. A lot of them look up to me like a father figure, and you guys were spot on when you talked about, you know, there's not a lot of role models that are out there. There's not a lot of fathers that are out there that are willing to make the dedication, and it's tough. It's tough, you know. I've had kids call me dad, you know, which is crazy, because and wasn't expected it either, you know. Case in point, there's one kid that comes to my mind. He comes from a broken home. Unfortunately, his dad had passed away, and you know, his mom is a single parent, and works really hard to provide a roof over her son's head. And I remember, Ray, remember when I went to Washington? Well, this kid, he was so, you know, loves hanging out with my son and everything else, and they're good, really good friends. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, you know, because my son's an only child, I only have one kid, and I was like, you know what, let's see if the mother's cool with it. And I invited her over for dinner and everything else to see if she's, you know, to get to know a little bit more, because I don't want to, you know, do something and make a parent feel uncomfortable or anything like that. And when I went to Washington, I took, you know, my son's friend with us, and we had a blast and showed him the White House. And, you know, when I was at the football game, my son got to hang out with his buddy and go to the Washington monuments and things like that. And had a really good time. And he told me, literally on the way back, we stopped at, I don't know if you know or have heard about this place, Ray, called Pretty Place Chapel.
No,
that's
what's
a church. The church, it's a church on the mountains. There's no walls. It's literally, if you were in the Carolinas, I highly recommend you check this place out. You will get some
What's
of the
name
most
of
breathtaking. Pretty Place Chapel. It is owned by the YMCA. If you go on the website, you can actually, if you Google it, there's like a website that's connected to it. But anyways, you will actually, it's a church. They do weddings and ceremonies. It's not like an actual church, but it's a church. People go there. People will pray. People will meditate. People will take – there's like a cross, and literally up outside of the cross is mountains that are surrounding. It is beautiful. Like, I try to go there at least once a year since I've been up here. Actually, I was on my bucket list before I moved – excuse me. Sorry. Before I moved here. And that was a personal goal of mine, and I've done it twice, and – every time I go, it's beautiful. As a matter of fact, it's by where you used to go to high school, not that far from there, from our conversations in the past. But yeah, mentorship is very important, and I just say, you know, I'm sorry if I'm talking too much, forgive me.
You're good.
But this is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. Personally in my life, and for anybody that doesn't have parents in their life or doesn't have a father in their life, doesn't mean that you are less than somebody who does. You know, statistically, yeah, you need to have role modelship in your life, and it's very, very important to have that. But also at the same time, there's also people that grow up in homes with parents and are feeling broken as well. And people truly need, you know, somebody that has knowledge and knows what they're doing with their life and allows themselves to say, hey, you know what? It's okay. You're going to be all right. And have the guidance that they need. When I grew up in a broken home when I was younger, and you know, I grew up in an abusive home, and it wasn't the easiest thing for me to experience as a child. Life was difficult, but you know what? I'm really grateful for, you know, the men and women that I look up to that legitimately would tell me, hey, you're doing a good job, or hey, you know what? You need to work on this. You need to work on that. And sometimes even role models could be close friends. And so it's very important that people do that. And yeah, man, it's incredible when you do something unto others, not expecting anything back in return, not trying to do it because you want people to pat you on the back or tell you a job well done or things like that. You're doing it because you truly just care, you know?
That's what I think so special about Mr. Terrell.
Right.
He basically just helping them, like just showing them like the valuable of life and the lessons, and basically giving them an easier path. And I think that's the goal, man. To just, if we could pass down and help out the younger, and then they pass down and help out the younger, think about how better the world would be. You know what I'm saying? With just mentoring and talking about mental health.
Right.
and promoting therapy. You know what I mean? Everybody.
Yeah,
needs therapy,
it's like,
so.
You know, the Bible. The Bible says, "Don't quote me exactly where. I forgot where, but iron sharpens iron." And
definitely,
there's also, you know, bad company will corrupt good character, and it's so important. And those biblical verses are so important when it comes to mentorship, Ray, because when you think about it, if you're not really doing it for the right reasons, you know, you're just doing it just to do it, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure, but you're also setting up the person you're trying to help, you know. And sometimes, you know what, the mentorship, the mentoree sometimes will mentor the mentor. In other words, sometimes you will learn things about yourself through mentoring other people that you never thought or expected. You know, there's situations that, Ray, I can tell you, I've mentored kids, and I'm pretty sure you have too, where you're just blown away by the context of the character of the person, the attitude, the mindset, the positivity. You know, I've had mentored kids that, well, you know, were raised in drug-infested houses, where their mothers were prostitutes and their dads were drug abusers or drug dealers. And
yeah, definitely.
You look at the kids, and the kids are not even close to having that mindset. They just want to go to school, they want to have a good time, they want to enjoy their life without feeling what they're feeling, and it's an escape for them. Like, you and I have the privilege and literally have the opportunities to do things that we truly enjoy. We work hard for our families, for ourselves, and we get to enjoy, you know, the fruits of our labor, if you will, for lack of better words. There's kids out there that don't even have that opportunity. You know, we watch football. You and I are huge football fans. We watch football. Why? It's a stress reliever to get away from the realities of and the stress of our life. These kids hang out with mentors because they want to get away from the reality of life. And you know what? They just want somebody to just sometimes just be quiet and just listen. And it's so important. And I'm sorry. I apologize that I'm babbling on and talking
nah,
a little
man.
Over
nah,
than I should.
But what you're saying is correct, man. And that's, I mean, that was just the cool thing of having them on was it took me to everything you're saying is how I'm feeling, and you're basically explaining how I'm feeling. But, I mean, to be in this for 10 years, like Mr. Terrell, and to still be going and be willing to give knowledge and I mean, there's a lot of good things we can let our listeners know that you can do this just, you know, like you said, in the neighborhood, how you are,
right.
You know, there's a couple good things that you can bring towards being a good mentor to the younger community that can help out mm-hmm. the community more and more. I mean, you can have good listening skills, flexibility, you know, respect and diverse culture. You know, you can be knowledgeable, honest, you know what I mean? So it's like
right.
different things that you can give to mentoring, and you can do small, and if our listeners are listening, you can do a small piece of it and help out the world a little bit more. And I just wanted to give the flowers to Mr. Terrell today that it was
right.
just building a strong mindset. That was
He has so much on his plate, and you know what, it just seems like he doesn't care about that, because sometimes
yeah.
you work onto others, and you know I was raised in a church background, and I could tell you, you know, I was raised on this mindset, you know, do unto others what you want to be done unto you. And but also more importantly, that's not my mindset. My mindset is, you know, work for as an audience of one. You know, I do what I do because I'm not expecting a thank you. I don't, nor do I want one. And a lot of the people that do this, including yourself and me, you know, we're not expecting that. You know, today's social media platforms, people are giving things away or helping others out, and then, you know, they're doing it with a camera. And
for sure.
You know, the true aspect of philanthropy or or charity is not to get attention onto yourself. You know,
yeah. And
the true definition of... Right.
If you listen to what he said between he said the ages between 8 and 12 is when the mind starts thinking, you know, and
Right. And
then they're trying to figure out what they're doing with their time. I thought that was a big thing. What did you think about when he said that about between ages 8 and 12? Do you agree too?
No, he's 1,000% correct, Ray. I you know, there's kids. I mean, case in point, my son. You know, when if between 8 and 12. You know, he's 15 now. He's going to be 16 in less than a month. And, you know, my son is one of those kids that, you know, when he first started speaking and having sentences, you know, and of course, kids don't, a lot of the time, you know, kids don't understand, especially at a very, very tender age, you know, pre-K, you know, things of that matter. They're developing their motor skills. They're developing, you know, their movements. They're getting their genetics from their parents, you know, things of that nature, all these different things. They're trying to discover themselves, if you will, if for lack of better words. As a kid gets older, the mentality of a child starts to develop more into a mature standpoint. I'm not talking about mature from a sexuality standpoint. I'm talking about maturity from a mentality standpoint. They're going to start telling you, hey, the things that mom and dad wanted me to do, maybe I may not like it, or I'm going to challenge it. And people don't understand this, including myself, because when it first happened, it was kind of like a culture shock. I'm like, my son's questioning me about doing his homework? Oh, my son's questioning me about this? And it's not because that they're trying to give you a hard time. No. Honestly, they've been doing this for a long time, and they're trying to wonder, why am I doing this? Is this important? Maybe I can work around it, you know? Like my son, for example, you know, the other day I, you know, his mother and I were telling him, hey, listen, we need you to do this, this, and this, and this. And he told me, Dad, I can't right now because I have to do this. And I said, no, you have to take care of this. This is your priority. And then I listened and I heard what he had to say. And I was like, you know what? He's got a good point. He actually has a good point.
That's some good parenting, man.
Let me tell you something. There's days that it's tough. But what I'm saying, I don't want to make this about me or anything like that, but my point that I'm trying to get at is that as mentors or as parents, our job is to be patient, but more importantly, keep an ear open and an open mind when your kids or the people that you're mentoring are speaking, because you know what? You may have all the knowledge like 1,000 times over than the person that you're mentoring, but you will definitely learn something about yourself and from others sometimes by just keeping an open mind and an open perspective from when people are telling you things. Because you know what? At the end of the day, Ray, no one, and I mean no one, is better than the next person. Because you know what? We all are raised from the same cloth. And at the end of the day, we will all die from the same cloth. But it is ultimately up to us how we acknowledge people, how we respect one another, and how we cherish one another. The Rock once said something. Dwayne The Rock Johnson actually had a quote, and it's verbatim. I'm trying to remember the quote. Okay, hold on. He said this: it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. It's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Someone who makes so much money, has so many businesses, has so many things that he does. He's got a wife, he's got kids, you know, he shows, you know, his gratitude when he sees people. I personally have met The Rock, and I can tell you, beyond certainty, what you see on TV, what you see behind the scenes, I mean, what you see at WWE or anything else like that, He's legitimately like that in real life, and it's amazing.
Yeah, he's a great person to look up to. I look up to
right.
I used to watch The Rock videos, and I used to use it for motivation with working out with football and stuff. And The Rock is a great guy. I mean, he is part of the black community, and he is part of, like, one of the people that I look up to in the black community. And not just saying I only look up to people in the black community, but he's one of the people at the forefront that – that was a mentor to me, but not even him not even knowing me, but I'm watching everything and the way he moves,
right,
and the way he gives back, and I kind of put a little bit of that into myself. So I mean, The Rock, when you said that, it definitely tied into me too, man.
No,
The Rock was definitely one.
And I grew up listening and watching The Rock too and things like that. Obviously, I had a little more keen connection with him because I'm a former University of Miami alumni, and I went to the same school as The Rock, and I've had the pleasure of meeting him when I was a student and he was visiting the campus. And I could tell you, when I used to work at Univision or Univision in Spanish, when WrestleMania went to Miami, there was this big match between Cena and The Rock, and the media had press passes. We're actually able to interview some of the participants or people that were just being inducted or whatever. And The Rock was one of the guys. And literally after the press conference, talking to the guy literally for not even 2 or 3 minutes. And the guy was just incredibly patient, incredibly kind, gentle and sensitive and respectful. And would literally just hear what you have to say and talk to you like you've known him for a long, long time. And it felt that way. And that's what I mean. Like, it's important to be nice because, you know what, in role modelship and mentorship, you know, these kids are looking for just someone to hear. And sometimes just being incredibly respectful, Ray, and listening to people and hearing what they have to say, you know, giving an ear to hear and just letting these kids vent or not even saying anything at all and just being there in their presence speaks more volumes.
Yeah, definitely.
Because those kids, I'm telling you, man, those kids are looking at your attitude and they're like, you know what? I have a lot of crap going on in my life, but you know what? If this man is taking the time to spend time with me, then that means I'm worth something. I'm important. I'm a value.
I would definitely agree, man. So I'm going to give my callers another, let's say, 5 minutes to call in. The guest call-in number is 563-999-3509. If you want to recap, what do you think about Mr. Terrell and building strong mindsets, or what do you think about mentoring, you can call in. You guys are always free to call in during the show. That's 563-999-3509. Yeah, we definitely have to set something up. I'm definitely going to be there to help them and volunteer and stuff. So, yeah, we can definitely set something up. And if anybody wants to call in and get any information about Building Scrum Mindsets or actually being a sponsor for Trust Hope and the Sports Smackdown Radio, we're looking for sponsors also, too. So if anyone's in the looking for that. But, yeah, I went to school to Brevard College, and my teacher, she was always interested in how I looked upon the way I told her about my mentor and how he helped me got to where I was at sitting in her class. And because I was telling her, she could never believe, but I was a kid. I know you guys, the viewers, can never believe, but I was one of those kids that I didn't have really bad behavior problems, but I was more of trying to figure things out. I was more actively trying to go deeper into things, and sometimes that could lead into behavior problems or acting out when I was younger. And she was like, well, the way you present to me is that you're like, model citizen. And I was telling him, nah, back in my younger days, I definitely was a kid that needed guidance, you know what I mean? and needed a forefront and somebody to look up to. And so that's why I was telling her, that's why I was taking psychology and actually learning about child psychology and how the brain works, because I wanted to get into the field. I wanted to help out. I wanted to open up my hands to it and open up my mind to it. And I get, basically, when I met her, I gave her a breakdown of why I am taking psychology. And she loved it, and she always promoted everything I did. And she was on the first season of Trust Hope, one of my psychology professors. She was on my first season.
That's incredible, man.
And she's always supported everything I have, you know. And so she was.
That must have made a major impact on your life for sure, man. Because, you know, the people that you still talk about, like decades or years after, you know, you remember. There's always at least the people that are on the right track. At least have at least 2 to 5 people that they can think of that made an immediate impact in their life that they still remember to this day. Like, I still remember my fourth grade teacher, Mr. Verona, like to this very day. I'm 41. And one of the coolest teachers I ever met, but literally knew my situation and was incredibly down to earth. And I don't know, I've lost contact with him, but man, I remember the impact he made on my life. And, you know, and I still, you know, to this very day, you know, the values that he taught me. So yeah, dude, it's incredible, man. It's incredible when things like that happen, man. Kudos to your professor too, man.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I wanted to say that I wanted to dedicate this day to giving Mr. Terrell his flowers. And it was a great show. And I just want to thank you, Benny, for helping me out and everything today. And we having a great week at Sports Smackdown Radio.
Yes, we are.
We got a few more shows coming on this week.
No, It's all week.
Yeah, for sure. All week. We're coming hard 2024.
Yeah, it's for lack of better words, I did my show on Monday. Give me 1 second. I'm so sorry. One moment.
No, you're all good. But yeah, we're coming hard out 2024 with this.
Yeah, I had you know, my show on Monday, and then the Andy Simakas show debuted on Tuesday. We had the Chuck and Ruck show for the first time this year yesterday. Your show today. Tomorrow we will have WrestleRama. We'll be recapping the situation that's going on with Vince McMahon with the unfortunate circumstances. We'll also talk about the Royal Rumble for those that like wrestling. Saturday we're doing a simulcast on Discord and Twitch. And post-Royal Rumble, we're actually going to do a post-game show on the Royal Rumble after it happens. As soon as it happens, immediately, we will have the show live on the Sports SmackDown Radio Network. And then Sunday, to end the week, we will recap the AFC-NFC Championships with Ray. If you want to be on as well, man, you're more than welcome to. Anybody that's on our shows. It's like an awesome. Yeah, dude, you already know, man. We're going to do that for just a little bit and do all that. But let me tell you something. The amount of feedback that we've gotten this week and positivity has been nothing but amazing. And I want to thank everybody here on the network. You, Jeff, Andy, Chuck, Alex, Jeff, and everybody else, the callers, everybody that's been a part of this show for a while now, and then especially this week. I want to thank you guys for your entirety of your hard work and your dedication to your craft, and more importantly, allowing me to be the platform that you guys can do this as well, man. So thank you, Ray, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Please show love to these guys on social media. Let them know how much you appreciate your show, because it means the world to me, and it allows me to know that we're doing something great in this world.
Yes, sir. Hey, quick little thing before we leave. Give me your winners for Sunday and Saturday.
What do you mean for Saturday? You mean the NFL games?
Yeah, I want a winner for Royal Rumble, and I want.
Okay,
all right.
Royal Rumble is you and me, because we're going to enter the. We're declaring for the Royal Rumble. No, I'm just kidding. For the men's side, I probably would say, I don't know, man. It's Triple H has done amazing things with the WWE since he took over creative,
yeah.
And there's really like you really don't know who's going to win. With all the uncertainty with WrestleMania and everything else. Right. I would say as of right now, I'm going to say Gunther is going to win, the current Intercontinental Champion on the men's side. On the women's side, I'm going to say Bayley would win. As far as the NFL games go, I'm giving the Ravens, declaring them the AFC champions. On the NFC side, I want this to happen so bad, and I'm picking the Lions. So I'm picking Ravens versus Lions in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks.
I'm picking Ravens versus 49ers. Like you said, Chip, it's tough to find a winner. I agree with Bailey. And I think I'm not sure on the man's side. I don't want to pick nobody on the man's side. I want to just watch. I don't want to be rooting
for
anybody.
You made me pick. No. You're getting away with that, man. No, you got to pick one. Man, come on.
It's tough.
I'm changing my pick because you did that, by the way. I don't even know if I'm going to pick now. But, yeah, I would say Gunther. But who would you – okay, who are you leaning towards that could potentially win? You know what? Actually, let's save that for WrestleRama tomorrow night. Ray's going to join us tomorrow night.
Yeah, you guys come on tomorrow night and you'll hear who I'm leaning towards. But, I mean, you know, you got Logan Paul. You got you just got a lot of guys that could win, you know. And so
yep.
I'm just one of those guys that's on the trend. I think the trending guy is going to win. And it's just tough to pick. So we'll see. And you guys hear more about that tomorrow on the Royal Rumble show. So, just tune in tomorrow, guys.
Appreciate that, Ray. Thank you so much. And, guys, trust, hope we'll be back at its normal time next week. We're doing a special thing this week. But, Ray, man. Get that quote from you, buddy, before we end the show.
Yes, sir. I got that quote. A positive quote for this week is, please, please, please believe in yourself. Don't let anybody else believe in you more than yourself. Believe in yourself that you can do it. Believe in yourself that you're on the right path. Believe in yourself that every step that you take is the right step. And make sure that you're always promoting positivity and promoting things that make the world better. And that was one of the big points today. So if you keep on that right path and keep everything, just please believe in yourself and always thank yourself, because you're the one that's getting up in the morning. You're the one that's going to work. You're the one that's doing this. You may be doing it for someone, but you're doing it for yourself also, and you have to give yourself
right.
The honor and the thanks for getting yourself up that morning. So please believe in yourself. That's the positive quote for Trust Hope today. And I just want to thank Mr. Terrell for coming on. I want to thank Benny. I want to thank the Sports Smackdown Network. And 2024 is going to be a blowout year for us, and we're going to have a good year this year.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Have a great day, and good night, Canada.
Peace out. Trust us now.
The views and opinions expressed by the host do not reflect that of the Sports Smackdown Radio Network, its management, and furthermore, the views and opinions expressed by any guests do not reflect that of the show, the network, and or any employees, as well as any sponsors of the show or the network.
PalmettoStateArmory.com is the premier destination for all your firearm and outdoor needs. With a wide selection of firearms, ammunition, optics, hunting gear, and more, PalmettoStateArmory.com has what you need to make your next outing the best one yet. PSA offers brands like Glock, Six Hour, Magpul, Vortex, EOTech, AAC Ammunition, and more. Sign up for our daily deals to stay up to date on the biggest savings. That's PalmettoStateArmory.com for all of your firearm and outdoor needs. Palmetto State Armory, American made for life.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.